الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Medina Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we talk about a particular verse of the Holy Quran and we find out its historical background, sabab of nuzul, shani nuzul, or the reason of its revelation. Why was it revealed? What is historical background associated with that particular verse? So be with us from start to end, inshallah. You'll be learning immense amount of knowledge today. Topic is also very interesting. This beautiful verse, inshallah, we will be talking about. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're watching this program, you can make this intention, you will watch this from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah azza wa jal. And remember, as many good intentions as you can make for a particular task, or any particular deed, you can easily multiply your reward. I would urge and encourage you to ask your family members, children, kids to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. Inshallah, at the end of the day, you would have learned a lot. You would have known the message of the Quran and the historical background of this relevant ayah, which will be the topic of our program today, inshallah, azza wa jal. Without any further delay, let's come towards our topic. And today we have selected ayah of the Quran from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 208. Let's listen its recitation first.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffa ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
Translation. O you who believe, enter Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. Indeed, he is your open enemy. Respected viewers, the Shari Nuzul, sabab of Nuzul, the reason of the revelation of this very verse, is mentioned in Tafsir Suratul Jinan that Ahli Kitab, people of book, amongst them was Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala an, and his ashab, his companions. They entered in the fold of Islam, and after that they remained steadfast upon some ahkam, rulings of Sharia of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina walihi salatu wassalam, like they would respect the day of Saturday, and they would not hunt on that very day, and they would not eat or drink meat and milk of camel. And their perception was, because these things are jaiz and mubah, permissible in Islam, and it is not compulsory to consume these things or to do these acts. Whereas in Torah, the impermissibility of these acts is obligatory. And in Islam, if someone does not eat, then there is no problem also. Hence, one can also adopt the rulings mentioned in Torah, as well as Islamic teachings in this way. This is what was the perception of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam and his companions. Because of such perception, this ayah was revealed. And it was mentioned that enter in the fold of Islam completely. The rulings mentioned in Torah, they have been cancelled, and now Islam is the religion to follow. It is further mentioned that shaving a beard or imitating the libas and outfit of polytheists, this is also something which is a sign of a weak faith and iman. Once a person has accepted Islam, entered in the fold of Islam, he should enter in the fold of Islam completely, in his appearance, in his character, in worship, in lifestyle, living, like affairs, dealings, each and every aspect of one's life in trade and business, one should follow the teachings of Islam. And rulings of Islam must be followed. So my dear respective viewers of Madani Channel, this ayah is directly addressed to the believers. There are certain ayahs of the Quran which start with Ya ayyuhallatheena amanu, and this is a direct address of our Lord Azza wa Jal, our Rabb Azza wa Jal, to the believers. This address is directly for you, for me, for the believers. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned: O you who believe, enter Islam completely. Enter Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Indeed, he is your open enemy. So we need to figure out that how can we protect ourselves from the footsteps of shaitan? How can we confront shaitan? How can we fight against our nafs, our shaitan? And how can we completely enter into the fold of Islam? One way of doing is following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, way of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, following the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a person who follows the Quran and sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he cannot get astray. Although shaitan is our open enemy, but we need to fight against our open enemy, and we need to follow the teachings of Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to confront shaitan, insha'Allah azza wa jal. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting, informative topic, interesting and informative, beautiful verse from the Holy Quran in this program, Background of Quranic Revelations. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran.